Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar Podcast, hosted by Max.
So today we are with Jean-Cyril of Maxime Trijol. Jean-Cyril, how are you?
Good, and you? Happy to be with you.
Great. So can you tell us, what do you do? Who are you?
Okay, so I'm the export manager for this cognac house, Maxime Trijol. Maxime Trijol is a family of a sixth generation of growers and distillers who is settled in the cognac region since 1859. Today, this woman-driven cognac house is one of the most important and dependent family distillery in the cognac region.
Can you explain women-dependent? What do you mean by that?
I'm saying that as Maxime Trijol is a sixth generation, today the two daughters took over the reins of the company. To have women that drive cognac house is very rare and very nice for us. Sophie and Pauline, they share their experience to drive the house. And Sophie, she's the master distiller, and she gives the fresh new make eau de vie to her sister, Pauline, who has the role of the master seller. And we are independent, means that it's a private-owned company. And we are also, as I was mentioning, distillers, which is our core business. We are professional distillers, and we also are growers. With those two ingredients, we are able to produce our own brand, which is naturally Cognac Maxime Trijol.
And how many hectares of vines do you own today?
We have approximately 60 hectares of vineyards located mainly in the Petite Champagne and Grand Champagne area. And the house is located exactly in Saint-Martial-sur-Ney, which is in the Petite Champagne area and is just at the limit of the Grand Champagne border, if I may say like this, of the cru. Thanks to this experience, we are able to have a wide range of cognac that we are able to produce.
And today, you could say you have there four different product ranges with you, right? There's the Grand Champagne, the Grand Classic, the Vintages, and the Dry Collection.
Exactly. And we also have Vintages, which is make also a particular another particularity of the house, because as we know in Cognac region, to have vintages is also not so common. So it's something interesting, and we also produce a little bit of Pinot de Charente and orange liquor made out of cognac.
So your oldest vintages date back to 1967, right?
Yes, as millésime, it is indeed.
Yeah, of course, as millésime, officially.
Officially as millésime, yes. After we have a much older cognac in that we are able to provide and to share with our connoisseurs and people who love Maxime Trijol.
Of course. So just coming back to these two young women leading this cognac house, I mean, they are under 30, both of them, which is kind of remarkable.
Yes. Yeah. It is remarkable. Yeah. They were born literally in the cognac.
So they both, as siblings, take over the task of, yeah, maître de chai, cellar master, master blender, right?
Jean-Jacques Trijol, the father, he's still involved somehow. But mainly today, the two daughters have, they can fly from their own wings, as we say in French, voler de ses propres ailes. And I don't know if it translates directly in English like this, but I did. Of course, yeah, as you've mentioned, they distill together or they blend and make the assemblage. Of course, it's a two-head decision, put it that way.
Right. I think that's very special about your house.
Yeah, what we like to also add is that I'm very happy to work with the house, as I've mentioned. When I joined the company, I was visiting one of the cellars, and I've asked Pauline, who was my guide, and I've asked her, how many casks do we have in this cellar? And she said, approximately 1,292 casks. So I say, okay, that's a precision. It's not, it's very precise. Myself, I would have said, well, between around 1,000 1300, you know, something like that, 1300.
But I think the cognac region can definitely use a push in the female direction. That's for sure.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm very proud of representing Maxime Trijol. And also in France, to transmit a company to your next generation, it costs a lot of money. It's about 40% of the total value of the house. So not many companies can pay directly cash one day from to the other, a 40% value of it. So you have to start to transmit the company when the kids are very, very young. And Jean-Jacques Trijol started to transmit the company to his two daughters when they were age 4.
Wow.
So imagine the bet. It's a gambling somehow, I would say, because you don't know if your kids will continue the company or...
Yeah, if they want to take over the business. Are you aware of the association that was created last year, Jean-Cyril, for the International Women's Day? Are you aware of that in cognac?
I would lie if I would say yes, but I think I heard about it.
Yeah, it was in Charente Libre, and we also wrote a blog post on Cognac Expert. So yeah, I think that's definitely interesting, and that's very cool. I like it. So let's start to talk about the product. So what are we tasting today?
So we are tasting today the XO Maxime Trijol Grand Classique. So the Grand Classique is one of the range of Cognac Maxime Trijol, which is the assemblage, a cognac of assemblage of different crus. Our all cognac houses have its signature cognac with dedicated and specific bottles, and mainly they are XOs. So, of course, the XO Maxime Trijol Grand Classique is the signature of the house, I would say the savoir-faire of Cognac Maxime Trijol. We have meticulously craft a selection of different crew to create this XO. It is mainly composed out of Petit Champagne and Grand Champagne, but also there is some dash of other crew that varies from one creation of the other, but at the end it has to be the same aromas and the same palette. Of course, this cognac is aged much longer than the minimum required by the regulation of the BNIC, which is 10 years old. And unfortunately, I'm not able to give an age because it's an average.
That's what I wanted to ask next, yes. Like approximately age, but I understand.
Yes, I know it's an average. Unfortunately, by law, I'm not allowed to say that. It's illegal somehow. I can say it if it's off records, but it's much more than 10. And if you double, you will be very close to the age. Put it that way. the Maxime Trijol also mainly use Limousin oak for the aging process because it helps to integrate better the oak, the vanilla extraction between the eau de vie and that is, let's say, basically how our XO Maxime Trijol Grand Classique is made.
Let's talk about the alcohol volume. I guess, yeah, it is 40%.
It is 40%, yes, because the cognac, by law, it's between 40% and up to 70% because it can be done. But of course, all the assemblage and let's say the standard cognac, it's easier to make it at 40% alcohol strength or 80 proof if we are in the US. And it's easier for the expression. And also, I would say, it's also for the tariff. Remember that we have to pay tax on it. The governments from each country pay alcohol tax on it. So 40% it's a better value than the very high proof cognac or alcohol strength.
Yeah. Can you explain, or perhaps that's interesting to our listeners, how much alcohol taxes you pay per bottle?
In France, you have to pay tax for the duties, and also you have to pay a specific social security because alcohol, it's danger. It's not very good for health at high injections, so that's why cognac is good, because you don't need to drink a lot to have pleasure for the aromas, which is very nice. So you can sip slash by little dash. And answering in France, the total, it's 6.61 euros per bottle of 700 ml plus the VIT you have to add. If a bottle costs around 30 euros for the entrance levels of cognac, remember that you pay almost one third tax for the government.
Of course. Well, the VAT is one thing. The interesting part is also this, let's call it alcohol tax. So that's around 1 euro per 100 milliliters, right?
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Correctly.
Interesting that you also pay into the social security protection system when you are a seller of alcohol in France, which makes sense for sure.
I mean, you have to protect, and you have also to remind that the alcohol is for pleasure at small quantities. You don't need to be bollocks to enjoy. Important is to have just the flavors and the aromas in mouth. This is the best. And you know, Max, what I do sometimes, I just pour a little dash of cognac in my glass just to sniff it, to use it as a sniffer. And you don't need to drink. I never put it into my mouth. I just sniff it just to have the aromas. And this is something very interesting, and that what I like in the spirits business and mainly in the cognac.
As we already speak of the nose, let's perhaps talk about the nose and the taste of this cognac.
I don't know if we talk about how to taste the cognac. You have to select the best glass. In my opinion, the Tulip Shade is the best glass quality you can use. And of course, not everybody has it. So I would say even a wine glass could also make it work, which is not even the best technology, but it's better than to have a big ball glass, I would say.
Can you tell us why?
Because the tulip-shaped glass makes the air enters into it. It's like a tulip, if you see my the vision of it. A tulip shape, it's a very it's smaller at the entrance and larger at the bottom. So the air enters, the cognac, all the vapors reveal and stay inside, and you get all the aromas just going through the walls of the glass in your nose, and it reveals better or best the aromas and the flavors.
That's a good coincidence, because our listeners actually do have a tulip glass in their hands, because it was delivered with the calendar box.
Yeah, so that's even better. So you have the appropriate tool. And also another little trick to taste is that when you first try alcohol, because you have been talking or doing something else, your mouth is a little bit drier, so you have to take small little sip at first to, let's say, present or introduce the alcohol to your palate. So you roll it around your palate and before swallowing, but very small little sip at first, so you won't get all the burns. Otherwise, if you take too large, it might burn you or be very harsh at first. So it's not an appropriate tasting, I would say, like that.
I agree. I also do that. I call it calibrating the mouth somehow. And I always like to take the same cognac I know before I do a tasting. So I would calibrate myself with that cognac, just a little sip as you described. And then I actually start the tasting. I think it's a very good point, especially when it's the first 40% alcohol of the day you are sipping.
Exactly. Jumping into the tasting properly. So the cognac Exo Maxime Trijol Grand Classique, in terms of color, you can see that already it's a very umber color, quite bright, with, I would say, copper reflections. Sometimes you can see some dash of mahogany colors. In terms of nose, I would say that it's quite powerful. You find a little bit of rancio notes, candy fruit, orange zest. It's quite floral. You have, of course, some notes of the oak, which is vanilla. But it's a fine, elegant cognac on the nosing. In terms of now in mouth, it's relatively fleshy. It's elegant with a good balance between alcohol and the oak. I think the oak is well integrated. So it's a white fruit associated with slight rancio. It's quite fruity as well. And overall, you will have a nice, good lens of complexity and aromatic balance. So it's a cognac that I would say quite easy to discover when you are not a professional. And even if you're an amateur of cognac and you have a certain knowledge, you will also appreciate it because it's something, a cognac that is straight, quite complex, quite easy and smooth.
Do you also want to say something about the finish?
The finish will be, I would say, well, again, it's a long, quite long finish, not so powerful, and with very good note of wood at the end, but not so persistent and not so heavy. It will be more on the floral taste.
Last question, I forgot to ask, and when you say blend, is it blended out of the Petit Champagne and Grand Champagne?
It's an assemblage, yes, of Petit Champagne mainly and Grand Champagne, plus some dash of other territories that I was saying varies between one production to another, because as you know, we have to repeat the assemblage time to time, and as we use what the mother nature gives us, we cannot have always the same ingredient to use, so we have to make sure that from using one or the other ingredient, the same pleasure at the end will be kept. That's the most important part of it. And to also close the presentation of this EXO Maxime Trijol Classic, just to tell you that we have also some consistency about this quality cognac. We used to participate to international tastings, so we have some awards, which is interesting. And the award, for instance, in 2018 and 19, we at the San Francisco competition, we have been elected best EXO and double gold medals.
That's interesting. In San Francisco, I think there are quite some cognac houses competing over there, right? It's not like as if there were 10 or so. I think it's quite some EXOs, no, competing.
Exactly, yeah. Those competitions in San Francisco and even New York are competitions that numerous cognac houses compete, indeed. So when you get a recognition of gold medals, it means you're not so bad.
Something must be right, yeah. Jean-Cyril, thank you very much for this tasting and for all this information.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I would just add, enjoy what you are sipping. Again, the truth is under the cork. It's always the truth.
Jean-Cyril, thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye, Max.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast. Click See More to read about the bottle. If you like this cognac or you want to remember the taste of it, just click Review. Make sure you're logged into your Cognac Expert account to keep all your reviews in one place. Tomorrow is another day, another cognac. Au revoir!